Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome. So today I am going to discuss something that's been coming up a lot, and I believe it's because of the shifts that are happening, the new paradigm, the new way to live is really coming into play. You know, I laugh because I've been talking about this for a while, you know, a few years, and it's amazing to me how quickly and how intensely the shifts take place. You know, the more aware you are, the more you see it. And it's just recently there, we had the eclipse recently, and I felt this big shift. And it was right on the tail end of a new moon. And I always feel little shifts around them, but the shifts are getting more and more intense, in my opinion. And afterwards, I see patterns, you know, especially when I'm working with clients, the conversations seem to keep going in the same place. Like there's huge patterns when I work with clients. Just in 1 week, I'll talk about the same spiritual dynamic, but in different ways for each person. And also see it in my own life. And this one is, I think, a bigger pattern than most. It applies to so many areas. And I believe what it is this new way of being is coming in, and the energy shifts and the vibration rising on Earth, as well as within the people that are all on this path. And this path, this spiritual path, this new way of doing things path is gigantic. It's, you know, people are worried about what's falling apart, and it draws our attention. And if you take your attention off of that and start putting your attention onto what's changing and what those changes are and what's happening and what's becoming more effective now, it's going to be a lot more helpful than watching what's falling apart, for one. And two, it's inspiring. You know, it gives you a lot of hope that things are actually changing for the better. So there's a lot that I see that's changing for the better. And the new paradigm that's evolving and coming, it has lots of different aspects to it, of course. But this, I believe, is the foundation of all of it. It's the energy in which we do things. It's functioning from a new place. Because if you think about it, really, we've been so caught up in the toxic masculine energy for thousands of years. We've been caught up, which is like acquisition, greed, conquer, forcefulness, all that type of stuff. That's toxic masculinity. So we've been all caught up in that. And the speed in which we're doing things, I think, is partially because of that. And then partially because we've been distracting ourselves. We've been keeping ourselves busier and busier because we don't like how we feel when we stop moving, right? That's when all the uncomfortability bubbles up, all the things that we haven't dealt with yet bubble up. So I think it's a combination of getting addicted to accomplishment and staying busy. And some other things that I just mentioned, but it's all those energies going. So we've been going really, really fast for a long time, and it drives us into like a manic state where we're functioning from a manic state, and off you know, sometimes we can feel it and we know it. Sometimes we don't, because it's just our unconscious way of functioning. So we're just going. I mean, I can still drop into it on computers, you know, doing work on computers. I can just get focused on trying to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish and not even realize that I'm in a manic type energy. And then all of a sudden I get upset over one thing and I get upset over another thing. And then I realize I'm upset and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. How the hell did I get here? And it's getting caught up in that manic energy, and it's very prevalent in our society. So therefore it's that much easier to get caught up in, right? So that's what we're trying to get out of. So what we need to do is get used to functioning from a place of peace instead of that manic energy, go, go, go energy, right? We have to slow down. And I've said this before, slowing down is such a key thing. And I think it's becoming more and more important, our necessity to slow down. Because it's just not healthy. It's not healthy to go functioning when you're out of control of yourself. And that's really what we are. You know, that's why, as I was describing what happens to me is, you know, I said, I wake up and I'm like, how did I get here? That's because I dropped into unconsciousness, and the collective unconscious on Earth has this really fast pull to it. Do, accomplish, get another thing done, hurry up, we're busy. You know, that has a very strong pull. So it's easy to get caught up into it. But, you know, we have to just slow down, because the middle ground is disappearing. So before there was like the middle ground, like you could kind of function in that way, you know, and I'll speak for myself in this situation. I could get away with functioning in a manic state to accomplish things throughout the day and then center myself and, you know, maybe over lunch and then have a relaxing evening and, you know, and it was kind of different aspects of the same. You know, I could be in a go, go, go mentality, but then I could disconnect from it and relax. And my go, go, go mentality would actually accomplish things. So what's happening now is the middle ground is disappearing. It's not so fluid anymore. Now there's more of a new paradigm and an old paradigm. They're separating. It's not all kind of one paradigm with different aspects to it anymore. It's two separate paradigms. One that's falling apart more and more, and one that's gaining ground more and more. So as these two separate and become two separate paradigms, we have to pick one. We can't really oscillate between the two like we used to. So, because the old one's getting worse and worse and the new one's getting better and better, and we have to pick one to function from. So what that means is functioning from a manic state is not going to be as effective anymore, because it's falling apart. That way of doing things is going to become less and less effective. It's already becoming less effective. So we have to, and the new paradigm isn't going to allow it, because that's not what it's all about. The new paradigm is about functioning from peace. It's about creating a happy, peaceful, loving life and way of doing things to function out of that. So if you're trying to be in a new paradigm and you're functioning from manic energy, it's not going to work. Right? It's going to be more and more difficult. It's going to feel more and more uncomfortable. It's going to be less and less effective. So we have to, if we want to be in a new paradigm, creating this new way of being and living in this new way of being that's more calm and peaceful and loving and present, then we have to embody that energy more, right? And the more we embody that energy, the better, you know, the more the shift takes place and blah, blah, blah. So really it's about, this is like a foundational principle for everything else that comes off of it, right? So like, if you want to, you know, let's look at some of the aspects. I kind of touched on it just now, but I want to pause for a moment to look at the different aspects, or some of them, that are in the new paradigm. The new paradigm is functioning from love. The new paradigm is functioning in a way where we understand we're one with nature, not we don't have dominion over it and can abuse it. We're one, we need to work with it, right? The new paradigm is based in getting along with others and forming community and accepting individuality, not focusing on separation and independence. So it's these things, like, how do we do that? If we're coming from this old way of being that was kind of toxic and all over the place and push, 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 and then we want to start functioning out of love and getting along with others and community and one with, and just the fact that it's new, it requires more consciousness. It requires more presence. So we have to get into that space more. So the foundation is just dropping into the present moment, centering yourself, and then functioning out of that energy. Okay, so it's the beginning of all of it. Like, how are we supposed to break away from an old way of being that's been socially conditioned for thousands of years and get into a new way of being if we're not even in control of our own energy and how we do things, right? That it's not what we do, it's the energy in which we do them. It's the how we do them. It's the why we do them. The what can look very similar. You know, we can want to build a business. Okay, well, then there's certain things that you need to do to build a business. But before, like when I started my business, I could drop into that kind of go, go, go mentality and accomplish some stuff. I still tried functioning from love even, you know, 15 years ago, but because I was on this path, but I didn't have to be so strict with it. Like, I could kind of oscillate in between go, 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 do, 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 spiritual, you know, connection, peace, back to doing, to. And now it's just because there's more separation, I can't get away with that anymore. So it's more staying grounded in your peace and functioning out of that energy, because that is what's going to create things. Like I said, it's the manic energy is becoming less effective. So because we're not supposed to be functioning from it anymore. So the more we try, it's going to feel like jamming a square peg in a round hole. It's just, oh, I keep doing things and it's just not working. You know, whereas if we're grounded and centered and then function out of that energy, it's going to be much more effective. This is part of the new paradigm that's being ushered in. Like, what we're not supposed to run around like crazy people all the time. We're supposed to actually live a peaceful, happy, enjoyable existence. And that doesn't mean just sitting on your couch meditating all day. That means being productive and creative and interacting with your own life and co-creating and just all these beautiful things. You know, we're going to be creating beautiful things out of this love energy, but we have to be calm while we're doing it. It also depends, you know, it also affects, I should say, what you're creating. You know, like when I wrote my book, I didn't do it perfectly, but every day I sat down to write, I made sure my energy was calm and centered and love. And I had the intention of putting out something created out of love that was going to help other people, you know, and I set myself in that energy. Like I said, I'm sure I dropped out of it here and there, at times, but to the best of my ability, I did that. And I think that helped create the book into what it was from a first-time author. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was a first-time author. And I think the book came out, is it perfect? No, it wasn't supposed to be. That was never the intention. But I think it came out to be a pretty good book because of the intention, because it was written out of love with the intention to help. So we have to do that more and more. We have to set our intention and be conscious of the energy in which we're creating out of. If we're not anchored in love and peace, how are we going to create? How do we expect what we're creating to be loving and peaceful? You know, it's not going to be. If we're all jacked up, it's going to affect what we're creating. We're going to create something out of that energy. We can't be all manic and stressed out and then expect to create something beautiful and loving out of that energy. It's, you know, energy is either positive or negative. So you can't put out negative energy and expect to get something positive out of it. This is why we have to be so, and this is getting more and more intense. Like I said, as these shifts take place and as the new paradigm comes into play, it's not going to allow you to create out of crap energy anymore because it doesn't want more crap on Earth. So that's going to be getting less and less effective. And, you know, how we create is going to be the people creating out of love it's going to be more and more successful. Why? Because that's what we're building. That's where we're going. So it's just getting more and more important for every reason. It's the effectiveness is being affected. So when we're trying to create out of negativity, it's going to continue being less and less effective. And as we create out of love, it's going to continue being more and more effective. That's how the universe works through us. That's how God works through us. You know, you've heard like, don't pray for patience because God will give you something to be patient about, right? This is what I'm talking about. Like, this is how change comes. And if you understand it, you can work with it. If you don't understand it, then you're just kind of trying to figure it out and you're kind of all over the place. So, you know, if you slow down and really understand like what's being ushered in and to try to match it and why it's like that, then you're like, oh, okay. So if I do things, you know, if I practice living and functioning on any level that I can in the little day-to-day things that I do, like brushing my teeth and taking a shower, to the things that I do externally outside the house, like my job, going to work, how I interact with people, how the energy in which I feel when I'm driving, you know, like if you get stressed out all the time when you're driving, practice driving in peace. Your whole goal should be to get from point A to point B in a peaceful energy. So, and that will enhance things. So the first thing is just centering. it's just doing this over and over as many times as you can. And it's not that important how long you stay there, because there's no time in the spiritual realm. and the momentum, like the manic energy has momentum. The longer you're in the manic energy, the more momentum it picks up. Then when you try to stop it, it's like a lot of times it's going too fast. And when it's very, very hard to stop, if we can stop it at all, the longer we stay in it. So, I mean, you can break up the momentum multiple times a day, as often as you can. You know, I have the mind bell that goes off on my phone that reminds me to come back to the present moment. I've said all this stuff before. Wear a bracelet whenever it captures your attention. Come back to the present moment. Put sticky notes all over the place to remind you to come back to the present moment. Every time you change things that you're doing, like one of the things I used to do is I used to mark the differences of what I was doing. So if I was about to stop work and go have lunch, when I stopped doing the work, I would take a moment and go, okay, disconnect from the work. Relax. This is your downtime. You're going to go have some lunch. Enjoy it. And then I would go. You know, it just takes a few seconds. And then when I come back to work, it's like, okay, you know, now you're going back into work mode. Like, it can be a peaceful work mode, right? But now I'm disconnecting from lunch. I used to do it when I was with my son, you know. It's like, okay, my work day is done. Now it's fun time with my son. Like, get into that energy. Like, break up your day. Whenever you have a chance, just stop. That is a technique to come back to the present moment. When you're sitting there and you leave work and you go to start your car, just sit in your car for a moment and be like, okay, work is over. Work is over. I'm done working for today. And it brings you back to the present moment. Disconnecting from what you were doing and focusing on the present moment for a minute. It's like, okay, now I'm going to drive. What's my intention for driving from point A to point B? And if you make this kind of like a habit, it's really easy. Like, you know, the ego will be like, oh, so I have to stop and like just, you know, mark every little moment in every one of part of my day to just stop. Like it's this big, difficult thing to do. One, there's no pressure. You don't have to do it. So if you forget, don't worry about it. But just if you try to do it, it just takes a couple seconds and it makes a difference in the energy in which you're doing these things. And it breaks up that momentum, you know? So before you do it, you can do that. You know, that's one technique. And also just come back to the present moment as often as you can. And just, you know, I've done podcasts on this. It's just, we have to come back and stop, slow down. Be aware of the energy we're in, you know, center yourself, breathe. Okay, I'm here. Oh, okay, am I disconnected from that go, go, go mentality? And your ego will say, yep, yeah, you're all set. Just get going again now. And it's like, no, that answer is too fast. Slow down, center. Okay, now am I disconnected? Yep. No, I'm not. I can tell the answer was too fast. That's egoic. Now, am I disconnected from center? And I hear nothing. Yeah, you're disconnected, Glenn. Okay, now. Now I can feel it. Now I'm really disconnected. We can't do pseudo disconnections. We can't be like, oh, am I disconnected? Yeah, I'll just stop for a minute. Okay. Yeah, there. Yeah, that feels better. Okay, cool. Now I did it. So now I'm going to just go do my next thing. No, that didn't do anything. You never fully disconnected. It's not an intellectual exercise. It's an energetic exercise. You have to literally feel calm for a few seconds. at least. You know, and then try to bring, you know, this is another thing you can do. Try to bring that calmness. Like, it might be hard to do in some of your faster moving work environment stuff, but like, especially around home, you can learn to function out of this energy. So you can brush your teeth very mindfully. So instead of brushing your teeth for 2 minutes, take 5 minutes to brush your teeth. And what I mean by that is not that you have to brush your teeth longer, but if you practice mindfulness while you're doing it, it doesn't matter what you practice mindfulness doing. Like, if you practice doing things mindfully, you're going to get better at doing things mindfully. So it doesn't matter if you practice on brushing your teeth or going to work. If you practice it brushing your teeth, you're more likely to be able to do it while you're at work. So do it by brushing your teeth. You can just pause for a minute and be like, okay, this is my little brush teeth exercise. I'm going to try to brush my teeth as present as possible. So you're okay. I'm calm. I'm centered. Now I'm going to reach for my toothbrush, and you reach slowly but steadily and see if you can grab your toothbrush and the toothpaste without disconnecting from that feeling of calm. Because if you pay attention, usually what happens, and like if you were to center yourself, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to center myself, and you go, and I'm going to brush my teeth mindfully. Okay, I'm centered. And then as soon as you go to move your hand, your body starts picking up that manic energy, that faster paced energy to accomplish what you want to accomplish. It turns into an accomplishment, another thing to get done so we can go do the next thing. That's not mindfulness, right? So we're all calm, and then we reach for the toothbrush and we grab the toothbrush quick, and then we grab the toothpaste, then we put the toothpaste on, and then we put the toothpaste back, and then we start brushing our teeth. And by the time we get the toothbrush to our teeth, we're going 90 miles an hour again. This is how common it is for us to function at this pace. And we don't need to. The actual brushing of your teeth can take 2 minutes, whether you're doing it manically or whether you're doing it calmly. So practice doing it calmly, the actual brushing of your teeth, you know, and maybe in the beginning, you might brush your teeth for 3 or 3.5 minutes because you have to keep slowing yourself down. But my point is after you practice this a little bit, you can brush your teeth for 2 minutes manic, or you can brush your teeth for 2 minutes slow paced and calmly and accomplish the same things. It's kind of like those of you on video are going to be able to see, but like I'm moving my hand very quickly in a manic state, you know, and I'll do the top row. Like I'll go back and forth 5 times on the top row for 30 seconds. Whereas I could just move slower and go across the top row for 30 seconds slower and more mindfully, or back and forth only twice instead of 5 or 6 times. So it's still 30 seconds. It's still one area of my teeth, but I'm more in control of what I'm doing. I'm doing it calmly instead of just fast paced back and forth, right? This is just a real life example of what we're trying to do in all areas of our lives. You know, I talked about this many years ago. It's like I have to be somewhere. Like if we notice that we're running late, we go drop into manic energy right away. And it makes us even more late because we're not thinking clearly in that state. So it's like, oh my God, I'm late. So we grab the keys and run out the door. And then we start up the car and start backing up. And we realize we forgot our phone and our wallet in the house. And we need those things. So we have to turn off the car, grab the keys, go back in the house, grab the stuff you forgot, go back out. You trip on the way to the car. Like we have to slow down and function mindfully, because running around like a chicken with our head cut off does not get things accomplished faster or better. The more mindful we are, the more conscious of our actions, the more quality our actions are. You know, we go, oh, I'm running late. Oh, okay. So what do I need? I need my keys, my wallet, my phone. Okay, is there anything else? No. So, but that like 10 seconds to ask yourself and do a mental check just saved you 5 minutes from going out to the car, forgetting something, coming back, and then having to go back out to the car and start it back up again. So like you took 10 seconds to be mindful, but it saved you 5 minutes. Why? Because you are functioning more clearly and consciously. That's why. We think the faster we go, the more we get done. And that's not true. Like multitasking. And I understand that there are times where multitasking is necessary. But if we're just multitasking for the sake of multitasking to think that we're going to get things done quicker, we're not. Because you're putting 30% of your energy or 33% of your energy towards three things. And you're, so you're, oh, I'm doing this while I'm doing this and doing this. And you're not focused on what you're doing. So the things that you're doing aren't getting 100% of your focus. So they're not going to be done as well. And since they're not getting your complete focus, they're going to take you longer. So if you're trying to do three things, at once, like let's say those three things should take you 5 minutes. If you know, like they take you 5 minutes each because you're multitasking. So it's like, so three things, 15 minutes, you can get three things done, right? And you're like, oh my God, look at how fast I am. It's like, yeah, but if you were to give 100% focus and attention, calm attention, focused attention onto each thing, you'd get them done better and quicker. So like if you just focus on one thing instead of your mind trying to do two other things, it's just focus on one. You could probably get that 5 minute activity done better in 3 minutes because you're more focused and it's done better and quicker because you're focused on that task. So now you do each task, right? Three different tasks. They take 3 minutes each. Now you just did three tasks in 9 minutes better than you did three tasks in 15 minutes. It's an illusion that we're going faster. We just want to feel like we're... this is like such a good example of social conditioning. We do things that don't make sense all the time. The reason we do is because we don't slow down and pay attention to if they actually make sense. We just want to get the feeling that we're doing a bunch of stuff. We want to get the feeling that we're accomplishing a bunch of stuff. Whether we are or not is completely secondary. We don't even slow down to figure out if that's true or not. So what we this is why it catches on socially. Because we're so up here and manic and going 90 miles an hour all the time. And that's how most people function. They don't drop down to just slow down and ask, does this work? Does this make sense? We just don't do it. So this is why most people are functioning from, they're doing ineffective things constantly. And if you ask them, does multitasking, you know, help you get things done? Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole definition of multitasking. You get multiple things done at once instead of just one thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I love multitasking. I get so much done because I can multitask. And like, whoa, is that true? Does it actually help you get things done? And like I said, I mean, there are certain situations in life where multitasking is necessary. So, I mean, of course, with those, you know, like if you're cooking dinner and you're trying to help your kid with some homework or something, you know, you might have to do that. There's only so many hours in the day. We live too fast. So whatever. But it's just an example of how we're going 90 miles an hour all the time and we have to slow down. It's going to be more and more ineffective trying to function from that. You know, the multitasking is just going to get worse and worse. And it is. I mean, look at the Like, now what's a good example of this with me is the customer service lines. Like, what they do with the customer service lines is they have these customer service agents. They're trying to make them as effective as possible. So what they do is they have them bounce between calls, right? Like, if you're in a chat on one of the customer service things, so they'll send you, they'll be like, oh, Glenn's having trouble with this. And they'll send you a message and they hit send. Then they go and they work on somebody else's case. And then somebody else's case, they'll have, I don't know how many they have going on, but I can feel them doing it. I can tell that they're doing it. So they bounce around to other ones. And what that does is it takes their mind off of what they're doing. This is why they ask such foolish questions all the time. I can't count how many times I've had to reiterate what I already said to customer service agents because they don't know what they're talking about. They don't, when they come back to me, because they just took their brain off of me and then went back to somebody else, two other people, and dealt with different problems that have different aspects to it. And then they're back to me and they're lost, you know, at best. And what they're trying to do is get an answer out to me as quick as possible so they can get back to the other two. That's the goal. And I can tell because they don't accomplish what my goal is. My goal is to understand what my problem is and to help me fix it. And I have to make them do that. Like, I have to hold them and remind them of what we're talking about, what the goal is, why what they're saying isn't going to work. And it takes 10 times longer because I'm constantly pulling them back to my issue. You know, I'll say, like what happens a lot is I'll explain my issue right off the bat, right? Why wouldn't you? And then they go, how can I help you? But by reading what I just sent, you know, so then they'll read it and then they'll be like, oh, okay, well, just do this. They're like, standard answer. I'll be like, well, I said in my opening that the standard answer didn't work because of this. Oh, okay. Well, then they'll kick out the next standard answer. I'll go, no, if you go back and read my initial statement, I told you I tried this, I tried this, and I tried this. Then you told me to do number one, which I already told you didn't work. Now you're telling me to do number two. Like, I followed the obvious things, and you're just telling me to do the obvious things that I already tried that didn't work, and that's why I'm contacting you. Like, and all this stuff is transpiring because they're attempting to multitask. And the companies are making them do it because they're trying to speed them up and handle more calls quicker. And they think multitasking is going to do that. It's not. It's not going to do that. They're not robots. Like, they are human beings. And your mind can't keep track and logical sense of 3, 4, 5 different cases all at once and bounce back and forth. It has to focus on something so it can internalize it and you can actually think. That, see, this is why we get enhanced performance. If you're focused on one thing and you lock on to it, you can actually lock on. Everybody can do this. I do it all the time, but anybody can do this. You can see it in their performance. If they're locked on one thing, a singleness of purpose, and they're just going in, they'll follow the conversation to the next logical conclusion and boom, boom, boom. Like, and they're highly effective when they're doing that. But who's highly effective problem solving when they're distracted, right? Nobody. I think we would all agree if you use that terminology, who can problem solve well when they're constantly distracted? Most people would say, well, nobody. Nobody could. If you're constantly distracted, how can you focus and problem solve? Right, exactly, if you phrase it that way. But if you phrase it multitasking, You say, hey, like, is multitasking really effective at accomplishing things? Everybody goes, yeah, yeah. See, it's a terminology. We don't slow down to understand what the terminology means. Multitasking means being constantly distracted. That's what it means, because your mind is going here, then it's going over here, then it's going over here. That's called distraction. So we are not highly effective when we are constantly distracted. This is why multitasking doesn't work. Okay. So that is just a real life example. And I say this in, I think, all my podcasts just about now. Don't get hung up on the example that I'm giving. Try to pay attention to what I'm saying. Okay. So what I'm saying is, when we're centered and calm and we're doing things, we are actually more effective. We function at a higher quality pace, and we have a higher quality effectiveness in what we're doing when we are centered, calm, and focused. And this is part of the new paradigm that we are creating, and it's becoming more and more important. So the people who are attempting to multitask at everything and constantly functioning from a place of distraction, it's going to be getting less and less effective. And the people who are focusing on calm energy, how we're supposed to be walking through our lives, through calm energy, we're not supposed to be manic all the time. You know, like the DR, the Dominican, is a good place for me to realize how inundated this is in more developed countries, because, you know, I come from the US. So I function like that. And I spent 20 years on this path and 15 or more meditating on a regular basis. And I still find ways that I get caught up in the manicness. Sometimes I'm driving down the mountain that I live on this bumpy road, and I'm manic because I'm like all like, I'm sitting forward, I'm looking for every bump to try not to hit it and drop, you know, so I don't beat up my car, and I'm driving, and I'm, you know, and I'm all wrapped up in this energy. And then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, like, dude, this is your mountain that you live on. You're familiar with it. It's beautiful. Relax, enjoy the ride. And then I sit back and I'm still looking for the bumps. I'm still navigating them. I'm just in a much calmer, more peaceful energy. You know, so that's one of the ways that I do it. But functioning like this is getting more and more important. And like I said, more and more effective. So, yeah, I thought there was one other thing I was going to say a couple minutes ago, but it might be gone, because I'm kind of getting that wrap it up feeling. Yeah, I don't know. That might be it. It's just practice functioning from this calm place more and more, because like I said, this is where we're going. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say something about like the speed of life. It's not natural. It's, you know, it's not natural the way we live. I mean, it's not even close to natural. It's messed up. Like, and again, living in a Dominican Republic is so helpful for that, because like, they don't live like that over here. Like, if you ask the Dominican people if they're happy, or just pay attention to them, they'll tell you that they're happy, right? Oh yeah, we're very happy. Don't have a lot of things. No, we don't have a lot of things, but we're very happy. Yeah, yeah. So they're very happy. They're very peaceful. They don't understand the angst we have inside of us all the time, this constantly searching for something else. And that was actually something that I had read that the Native Americans had noticed about the Europeans when they were coming over to the United States. There was something that I read that said the Native Americans looked at us and they said, the white people are looking for something. That they're constantly looking for something, and we don't know what they're looking for, and we don't understand it. What they're talking about is their manic energy, their acquisition, their what do I need to do next? What can I acquire? How can I get that land? How I have to defend myself. We're always just jacked up about something. There's always something we want, something we're striving for, something we think we need, something outside of ourselves, just, and we're looking for it. And it's this intensity in our eyes that is reflective of this energy, this manic energy inside of us. And we had it back then. We had it hundreds of years ago, and it's 10 times worse now. You know, where the Native Americans were one with the land and they lived in a more peaceful environment, and they didn't have work days. If something needed to be done, they went and did it. If they needed to go hunt or needed to go gather or they needed to farm, they went and did that, but they weren't all stressed out about it. I don't know if I did a podcast on stress yet or not, but you know, this is a good example. Like people talk about stress and they're like, oh my, you know, I'm all stressed out because of work. I'm all stressed out because of my life. I'm stressed out because I have kids and I'm trying to work. I'm stressed out because of my boss. And everybody talks like this, like it's a fact, like, you know, and again, people don't slow down enough to say, is that true? Which is my favorite question. So it's like, okay, does stress work like that? It actually doesn't. It doesn't. Like your job cannot stress you out. Your boss cannot stress you out. Your children cannot stress you out. Your life cannot stress you out. It's literally impossible. There's no such thing as stress that is involved in a job description. I guarantee you won't find it. And if it is, that's even somebody that's even more unconscious. You will be stressed and you should wonder why you took that job if you see it. But stress is not induced by external circumstances. Stress is a result of our inability to process things properly, because there are people who like more fat, like let's say a job is stressful and everybody goes, oh yeah, that's stressful. There are people who can do that job without getting all jacked up, that just have a calm energy about them, but still like the fast pace. And they're like, everybody else is stressed out and they're like, oh no, hey, it's cool, man. You just do what you can, you know? And you're like, oh my God. Well, they're not stressed out and they have the same job as you. So the job can't be inducing the stress. The variable is you, right? The same thing. You have the same job. So if the job caused stress, then everybody that had that job would be stressed. Now, I understand most people that have that job are stressed. That's because they're mostly unconscious and they mostly don't live like this and they mostly don't understand what I'm trying to teach, right? So this is what I mean. We're not going to be able to keep functioning like that. And the pace in which we live is mind-blowingly ridiculous. And I'll give you my personal example of this. Like I said, I've been working on myself in this way of life for like 20 years. So I've made progress. I've in certain areas, right? So I moved over to the Dominican Republic. You know, I came to visit, exposed to it like almost 4 years ago. Now, the way I view it is like when I was in the United States goes 100 miles an hour. I was probably going 70 miles an hour because I had my own business. I had more control over my life. I understood that stress was my inability to process. So when I started feeling it, I would navigate it to the best of my ability and blah, blah, blah. So I made some ground there. So I'm functioning at 70 miles an hour. The United States is functioning at 100 miles an hour. I come over here to the DR and they're doing 50 miles an hour. And I had to realize that I could drop down to 50 miles an hour and still function. So I did my best to do that. And I don't know if I really did that or not. Maybe I'm at 55 or 60, who knows? But I made some progress. My point is that I was functioning more in control and still getting everything that I needed to do done for my business in the United States. So it's possible you can do it too whatever country you're in. And then when I came over here, I still have my same business, but the pace of life is slower. So I matched it more. So now I'm going even slower. So let's say I'm at 50 or 60 miles an hour now. I'm still accomplishing everything that I need to accomplish as when I was functioning at 100 miles an hour. It's not about accomplishing less. It's about accomplishing. It's about being more effective. It's quality, not quantity. So and I'm talking about energy output. It's quality energy output. If you are calm, focused, and functioning mindfully, the more you're doing that, you are going to be accomplishing more than you did when you were manic. I guarantee it, because you're not going to be distracted all the time. And you're not going to be putting just small portions of energy. Plus, it's a lot harder to control your time when you're constantly doing multiple things. Because what you do, you're unconscious, so you don't realize what you're doing. Like one of the examples I saw in my life in the States that I was doing was I tried slowing everything down, and I did, and then I had more time. And then I thought I was going to be more efficient. So I started to get gas. I would stop and get gas like 3 times a week, just a little bit. Because, and I would do the same thing with groceries. I would just stop and pick up a few things instead of having one big grocery time, right? And in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going faster because I don't have to block off 2 hours to go grocery shopping now. Or I don't have to sit at the gas station for so long to fill up a whole tank. I'm just topping it off and I can do it quick. And what I was realizing was I was more stressed out and I had too much going on. I had no free time. And I stopped and looked at it and I was like, oh my God, like the gas station is like a good example. Like, okay, well, even if I only put in $10 worth of gas, I still have to turn off the road, park the car, turn it off, turn the gas pump on, do it, you know, and let's say that takes 10 minutes. So if I do that 3 times a week, that takes 30 minutes. If I just stop and fill up the whole tank, maybe it takes 15 minutes once a week. So once a week for 15 minutes is less time than 30 minutes a week, 3 blocks of 10, right? This is the stuff that we don't realize when we're moving 90 miles an hour. I'm telling you, you know, I'm trying to give you guys some real life examples of what I'm talking about. Going 90 miles an hour and doing things in an unconscious way is not more effective. Slowing down is much more effective. You'll save time. The more I brought this into my life, I swear, the more downtime I have. The more conscious I become, the more time I have sitting around going, I got everything done. I think I'll just relax for a while. I could never do that when I was living manically. I always had stuff to do. I used to pray to be bored. Literally. I used to be like, I just want to feel what it feels like to be bored just for like 5 minutes one day. I just want to feel that. Because I was so busy, you know, with kids and my son and my business and all, it was just so much. And I started slowing down and all of a sudden I had this free time. You know, also use your calendar. It's a tool to help you be more mindful. Set off blocks of time to do your things, even downtime. So that's going to do it. We should not be functioning at this pace. We need to learn to function calmer. We can still be just as effective. We just need to do it out of a calmer energy, more peaceful energy. So, all right, peeps, hopefully that helps. And that's going to do it for me. I'll talk to you later. Peace.